Hi guys, it's Megan.
And it's Rachel.
And you're listening to The Daily Dish. We're here with Dorit Kemsley.
Hi,
newest Beverly Hills housewife.
Yes.
Which really kicks off our questions. What is it like to have your life being played out for everyone to watch?
It's a little bit daunting. It's exciting. It's fun. It's challenging. It's kind of like a surreal world almost.
Right. Your life was pretty fabulous to begin with, but what would you say is like the biggest difference between like before you were a Real Housewife and now that you are one?
I would say the only difference is that people are asking to take, random strangers are asking to take pictures of me. That's about the only difference.
Yeah.
You know, you've been kind of getting a little flack this season for your accent. Were you aware you had it? Do you hear it so much more when you watch the show? Like, what is that like watching yourself?
I honestly don't hear what everyone else hears. I really don't. But, you know, it's become such a topic of conversation, which is why I have my tagline.
When you've traveled the world, you can speak in any accent you want.
You know,
so great. So good.
Play with it a bit. You know, I am who I am. I talk how I talk. I get it. I do. I have heard it from people when I've met them. So it's not the first time I've ever heard it. But I don't hear what they hear.
Right. We always ask new housewives this, but like, was there any housewife hazing when you started the show?
I don't think so, but it could have been going on without me knowing it.
Like people trying to give you a hard time.
Yeah. I wasn't aware, and I don't think I was very prepared. But you learn very quickly, don't you?
Yeah. Mm. How have you and PK been dealing with all the attention? I mean, I especially wonder for him, because even though, yes, like, he knows you're doing it, it's like they almost don't know what they're signing up for, and I'm sure you may feel the same way.
Yeah, I have felt that way. PK's very cool. He's so used to, you know, things changing. We don't really have a very structured life, to say, basically. But he's cool. He takes things, you know, with a pinch of salt, and he doesn't really pay much attention to any of the negative things that come along with it, and he embraces the positive things. He's overall, he's such a strong, solid person, and he just, you know, we have a boatload of laughs, and him and I, that is such one of the key components of our marriage. You know, we're always laughing together, and we just, you know, life is so serious, it's nice to kind of loosen things up and not take everything so seriously.
We talk all the time about your relationship and how you just seem so genuinely happy together and laughing. And
that doesn't always.
Yeah.
I adore him. I just adore him. He is such a good person. He's so deserving of so much love, and I enjoy giving it to him.
How long have you guys been married?
Well, we've only been married coming up on 2 years, but we've been together for 5 and a half.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. How have things changed since you've had children? Because they're still so young, so I'm sure that's different.
I know. Well, we had Jagger before we got married, and we actually moved in together 6 months after meeting,
which was the most natural
thing I've ever... I mean, there was never, ever a moment where it felt unusual or uncomfortable or any of the above. I think having children only made things better and stronger, particularly because these delicious munchkins are a byproduct of him and I. And they're also a byproduct of our love, which is so insane. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're adorable and they're fun, and him and I get a kick out of it. And most of the time we look at each other and we're just like, can you believe we made this together?
Aww,
yeah, it's pretty amazing.
They are beautiful.
Yeah, they are. They're adorable.
I love their names, too.
Yeah, that's cool. Jagger, I knew right off the bat that it had to be Jagger. And I didn't even know that I was having a boy. In fact, for the first 5 and a half months, PK had said, no, let's not know the sex. And then one of the trips to, and he came with me every single time, one of the trips to the obstetrician, we were sitting in the waiting room, and I was 5 and a half months pregnant, and he said, yeah, we're going to find out the sex today. I was like, oh, what? We're going to find out the sex today? I need like a minute to process this. You mean in like 10 minutes I'm going to know whether I'm having a boy or a girl? But Jagger, when I had heard the name Jagger for the first time, I just thought, oh my gosh, that is this child's name. I just knew it. And I also knew that it was a boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I really did.
Yeah. I've heard that before. Some moms just know.
Yeah. And then with my daughter, you know, the struggle was, A, I needed a name that went with Jagger. Because Jagger's so cool and Jagger's so unique. I can't have, like, Jagger and Sarah.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I really needed something that kind of goes with Jagger. And then I love my husband so much, and it was a little girl when I found out it was a girl, and I call him PK, as you know.
Right.
I wanted a little PK.
So, oh, that's so cute.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't even, like, put that together. I love that.
I wanted a little PK. It was like, it just felt, this is what has to happen. So I went through all the P names, and either someone had it or, you know, you don't like them or this, that, the other. And then all of a sudden when I had heard Phoenix, it was like a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
And she just, when I was pregnant with Jagger, I was a bit like, don't be forgetful. And when I was pregnant with Phoenix, I was laser beam focused. Mm. I mean, I had energy like you wouldn't believe. And I knew this girl is a warrior princess.
Oh.
And she is. And she just lives that name. And she's my little PK. And she's just, oh, she's special.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this is the question I'm sure you're sick of hearing, but that everyone
will bring on
that.
Panty Gate question for us.
Oh, no, it's not Panty Gate.
Oh, dear God, thank you. It's been resuscitated so many times.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's like,
I hear you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my goodness. It should have died, before it ever began, but.
Why does Boy George live with you?
Well, Boy George, when he splits his time between L.A. and London. Mm. And we have the room. And we're also a 360 management company. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just managing one aspect of his life. He has now become like a family member. So it's only natural for him to be in our house. So when he's in LA, he's with us in the house. He's with the kids. You know, he feels very comfortable there. Far more comfortable than he does in a hotel. He's protected. He's loved. And he's also, you know, we hang out. He's like a family member, so if my husband and I are sitting in our bedroom watching television, he is literally on the couch at the end of the bed and watching with us, making
amazing.
His commentary.
Yeah, so. Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Game of Thrones, which we love to watch together. That is so our thing.
So you clearly fell quickly in love with PK after 6 months moving in. Was it you and Boy George had such a good rapport on Watch What Happens Live. I love watching you guys together.
Yeah.
Was it equally as, like, love at first sight with Boy George? Did you guys get along?
We got along very well, very quickly, but I would say our relationship really grew over time, particularly when we spent more time intimately together.
Mm.
You know, he was there throughout my whole pregnancy, and you know, at first, even though he was with us and living with us, it was like this respect and, you know, but then him and I got really close and we just will chat about anything. And it was him and I, you know, late nights sitting in the living room laughing hysterically. He used to say, when I was pregnant with Phoenix, he used to say I was Lucille Ball on crack. So he, you know, I think that, I don't know, from, it almost is like when I fell pregnant with Phoenix, you know, him and I just, our relationship went to another level.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and he really is. He's like a pseudo-husband. He's a best friend. He's like a brother. He's my daughter's godfather. He's my husband's wife, husband, you know, best friend, brother.
Yeah.
He's so fantastic.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, are you so excited the pressure has sort of moved off of you and onto Eden?
It's kind of nice to step out of the limelight. I feel for anyone that, you know, is going to sort of get a little bit of backlash, but it comes with the territory. And, you know, it's one thing I learned. You definitely have to be accountable for what you say and what you do, plain and simple. So, but, you know, at the end of the day, it is a television show also, and, you know, everything should be taken with a pinch of salt.
Right. Well, I mean, how do you feel about all this drama that's surrounding the talk about Kim's sobriety?
You know, I feel bad for Kim. I know she's in a great place and she's strong, so I have no doubt that she will fly through this, you know, with flying colors.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a moment. I think that they had the moment. Eden, because she lives very much in this, you know, sober world, and she lives it, and she, you know, she's been through the process and grown so much because of it. She feels that when she sees something, you know, she feels this desire or necessity to insert herself to help. And I think that that's exactly what she did. I think she did it a bit too quickly and maybe a little bit too intensely. And I'm sure she sort of, you know, sees that as we, you know, as time goes on. But I know it comes from a good place.
Right.
You know, I really do believe that.
Okay.
Well, speaking of Eden.
Yes.
You know, when you first met her at the game night,
yes,
you had that immediate attraction. Is
yes
that still there? Do you still find her so lovely?
No, no, no. Maybe after 3-4 glasses of wine, I could. But no, you know what? Eden was so cool and so easy and no agenda. And she was just, I connect with someone that is just fun and chilled and, you know, it's not too difficult. And we're having game night, for crying out loud. You're supposed to have fun. You know, it's supposed to be, you're supposed to have drinks and, you know, have fun and laugh and so on. And Eden was one of those that I could. She's obviously gorgeous, but I don't really swim in the lady pond. Maybe if I did. But I think I heard her say that she would choose Erica over me. So I think I'm over her.
That ended that.
Basically, I'm over her.
That's so funny. Okay, so we see in the scenes for next week that you guys are at the Gatsby party.
Yes.
Who's throwing that party?
Kyle and Mauricio.
Oh, okay.
At their fabulous, well, it's not, it's one of their properties, I think, that they're looking to sell, but one of their properties in Malibu. And
oh,
it's a
right
stunning,
right,
stunning
yeah
property.
Huge,
huge, huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole party takes place outside. I think they're doing a lot of renovation inside. But it's, the view is incredible. I love a good reason to dress up, and I love the Roaring Twenties. So that was so fun for me. So, so fun. But the party's fantastic. I think that we will not disappoint this season with the excitement and the fun and, of course, drama, which there will be plenty of, I'm sure. And it's really just, you know, us women getting to know one another and going through life's challenges, ups and downs, and, you know, coming out the end. And then we can rehash everything in a few weeks' time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So nervous?
I am. I'm trying not to think about it too much. Just let me know. Do you sort of check for like knives and guns and things before?
We do a whole pat down.
Oh,
before.
Good, good. Okay, I'm no longer nervous then.
I think that's it. That's
yeah
so great to have.
Thank you so
nice
much.
PK, because I think we'd love to talk to both of you.
Definitely,
yes,
definitely.
Yeah.
And he would ordinarily be here, but he wasn't feeling too well this morning, so
oh
I've got to get back to him. Yeah,
yeah,
and just take care of him.
We've been getting your tweets, and we've been really enjoying reading them. So please keep it up. Tell us what you want to talk about, what your thoughts were on Beverly Hills and Ladies of London. Tweet us at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish. Yeah.